time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Great day and welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed standing in for Don and Sandra Tipton from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Now today we're going to have Don Piper back. If you missed yesterday's program, you may want to check out this one at our website where we podcast every one of our broadcasts at www.friendships.org. But just in case you missed that and you want to enjoy today's program, we've got a few clips right here at the beginning to bring you up to speed. Let's listen to this.
And on a Wednesday morning, I'm headed back to my church. It was a cold, rainy January morning in 1989, and not 10 minutes, I was crossing a rural, narrow bridge, and a tractor-trailer truck, an 18-wheeler, crossed the center stripe and hit me head-on, crushed the car with me in it, and I was killed instantly, fatality. Four different sets of emergency medical technicians pronounced me dead on the scene, and during the time I was pronounced dead, and I was indeed dead here on earth, I was standing at the gates of heaven. So that lasted about 90 minutes. So I didn't have a near-death experience. I was really actually deceased. And then I had a chance to glimpse heaven and know just how real it is.
Yeah, well, why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, heaven is the most real thing I've ever experienced. And there really were gates made of pearl. There really was a street made of gold. There were people who surrounded me, who greeted me at the gates, were people who helped me get there. And they were all magnificent in their appearance, without scars, without blemishes, without age. And I've got lots of scars on me, but I didn't have any in heaven. Nobody has scars in heaven except Jesus to remind the rest of us of how we got there.
Well, thank you so much for joining us once again, Don Piper. Welcome to Radio Friendships.
Well, I'm just honored to be here again. Thank you so much for having me.
How has this experience changed you trusting God or your faith in God?
Well, it certainly confirmed what I believed. You know, faith is what God is always interested in as far as we're concerned. Those same disciples that I talked about earlier who were asking Jesus where he was going and how to get there were the ones who really saw him and saw his ministry and saw his resurrection and saw all those other kinds of things. But Jesus said afterwards, greater are those who have not seen me and yet believe. And that's us, you know, 21st century people. So in a very real sense, I have seen it, and I believed it before, but now I know it's true. Heaven really is real. And I know that there's a better place than this. Yes. And there has to be, because let's face it, this place is not too good sometimes.
Right.
There are really terrible things happening around the world, even as we're speaking. Tragedies, difficulties, losses, disasters. And so we're all very much aware of the fact how frail we are, how short our life is. And so in a very real sense, it's comforting and reassuring to know that heaven is real. I'm confident of that. But I'm also confident that you can go there. You know, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I went to heaven when the truck hit me because I knew how to get to heaven.
Yeah.
Jesus is how to get to heaven, and there is no other way. And so in a very real sense, that's a comfort for me. What it has changed is the way I minister to people now who've lost loved ones. You know, when I hold somebody's hand, instead of saying, I'm sorry for your loss, I usually say, I'm sorry for your temporary separation from your loved one.
Mm.
And they'll look at me and say, it's temporary, isn't it? And I'll say, yes. The separation is real, but it won't last. There's coming a great reunion, and the next time you're with your husband or your daughter or your son or your brother, you'll never be separated again. And when I'm in a hospital visiting people, I take their hand to pray for them. They know I know what it feels like to be in that hospital bed.
Yeah.
I was in one for 13 months. So it's really changed my perspective on how to minister to people because I've been there, and I know what it feels like, and I want to try to help them get through it.
Now, Don, the real thrust of this program is to encourage people to step out in faith and trust God in many different ways. It's more than just going to church on Sunday. It's to be involved with people in your community, within the body of Christ, around the world, in many different ways. But we see that too often people sense a lack of direction. How would you encourage somebody to really trust God in what they're trying to accomplish here on earth, a sense of purpose?
Well, I don't think anybody is here by accident. You know, you'll occasionally hear some people, they'll say, well, you know, that's my youngest child over there. We didn't really plan to have her. So, you know what? God did. So I don't think there are any accidental people. I think we're all here for a reason. That's why we were created in the first place. And I hear a lot of people say, I don't know why I'm here. God took my wife and left me here. I'm all alone. I don't know why he took her and left me. I wish he'd have taken me. I don't have any purpose. Well, that's just wrong. I mean, we all have a purpose. I think we're here for a reason, and it's not a big secret. The reason that we don't know it in most cases is because we don't truly want to know it. We may want to know it out of curiosity, but that's not the way God works. He reveals his will to us when we're surrendered to it. When we come to the point with God where we say, I'll do whatever you want me to do, I'll go wherever you want me to go, you can depend on the fact that he's going to reveal to you what that is. It's the people who are always just trying to say, you know, let me see what you want me to do, and if I like it, I'll do it. That won't work. So surrendering to him will cause us to be in the center of his will, and he'll reveal it, and it will be good. God is not dumb. He is God. Yes. And so he's only going to give us things that will benefit us and that will make us genuinely happy and satisfied. So that surrender is the key. Amen. And when we do that, then he'll reveal it to us, probably in a process. We won't get a detailed blueprint, but he'll reveal it to us in a process. And then we'll know it, and if we do it, we'll truly live the life that God wanted us to live when he made us in the first place. I feel like I'm living that life now, but I had to get hit by a truck to figure that out.
Yes.
You don't have to get hit by a truck. You can just place your life on the altar and say, God, I know you made me, and I know I'm here for a reason. Please, I'll do whatever it is that you want me to do. And at that point, prick up your ears, begin to listen, notice, because doors will begin to open, and God will reveal his will to you. And if you walk through that door of his will, you'll be truly satisfied. Amen. We all know people we've seen in life who are doing what we believe God wanted them to do. Don't they seem to be the happiest people that you know?
Yeah.
Sure they are.
Yeah.
And it may not be they may not be Billy Graham, they may not be some great preacher, but they're doing what God made them to do. They're doing it well. Everybody knows that they're known for that. Mm-hmm. And God is blessing them. And that's really what life is all about.
And they don't seem to be super saints. They seem to have trials and tribulations in their life, but they still have the peace in spite of the circumstances.
Uh-huh. And we need to be aware of that, you know, being a Christian does not inoculate you from critical, terrible times. Think of all the people who were devastated by the hurricanes that came through Louisiana a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many of those people were faithful followers of Christ. They had dedicated their lives to him. Some of them probably even lost their lives. No, we're not inoculated. We're not immune from the slings and arrows of life. Quite the contrary. The Bible is filled with people who tried to be faithful to God and in some cases had terrible things happen to them. So, here in this world, because sin is prevalent in the world, and because disease and all those things that are let loose in this world can affect us in a negative way, certainly we have bad things happen. It's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens to you and how you respond to it. So God can take your circumstances, no matter how bad they are, and bless you and bless somebody else with them, and then you'll know why you're here in the first place.
Amen. Well, we're going to take a short break to hear a few messages from Sondra Tipton about Friendships Unlimited. But we'll be right back with Don Piper.
We are traveling to another dimension, a dimension not of sight and sound, but of heart. Unlock the door to this dimension with the key of faith. Beyond it is another life, as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. A wondrous land full of life and love.
We live in a three-dimensional world, but the Bible tells us that the love of Jesus is four-dimensional, long, high, wide, and deep. Escape this three-dimensional life and transcend to a new plane. The next session of Friendship's exciting all-scholarship relief missions training program starts in August at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Experience food distribution, disaster relief, maritime, and medical missions. Spend a year learning about and participating in relief missions while exploring God's purpose for your life.
To download your application, go to friendships.org.
Friendships provides disaster relief, medical services, and humanitarian aid. All staff are volunteer and there's no charge to participate. Looking for a meaningful way to spend your days and an effective way to serve God? All skills are needed, willing hearts of all ages. If you're a recent high school graduate and would like to learn about relief missions while seeking God's will for your life, ask about our apprenticeship program. Medical personnel, register with us for international missions. Friendships. Live the dream.
Okay, we're back with Don Piper of Don Piper Ministries and the author of 90 Minutes in Heaven. Now, Don, looking at things, it looks like your plate's pretty full. You're traveling all over. I guess you're going to Iowa, Texas. You're all over. Can you give us a little rundown of where you might be in the near future?
Sure. I just got through with a staff meeting just right before you called, working the 2009 calendar. Here in 2008, for the remainder of this year, we'll be in Illinois. We're going to Iowa, where they've had such terrible flooding, and so many people lost their lives. We're going there. We will be in Germany in September. Wow. We've been invited to speak at some churches in Berlin, which is, if you know about Europe, you know that it's kind of the opportunities for Christianity over there are overwhelming because so few people are believers. We'll be in virtually every state in the Union between now and the end of the year: Tennessee, Oklahoma, Arkansas, New York, Wisconsin, South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, you name it, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Michigan, New Mexico, Utah. So we'll be, if somebody wants to know where we're going to be, they can log on to donpiperministries.com. That's plural, donpiperministries.com. They can see the itinerary. Now, next year, we're planning to be in Puerto Rico. We're going to Sweden for my third visit over there. Mm. We're going to Hawaii for a series of meetings over there called Hawaiian Island Ministries. We'll be in Paris, France, for about four preaching services there in Paris, and also in England. So next year promises to be more international travel because the book now is in a bunch of different foreign languages, and people are inviting us to come over and speak. So we go anywhere we're asked. We don't ask questions about it. We don't ask where they are, how big they are, what denomination they are. Amen. We get asked. We have an opening. We just go because we consider them all divine appointments.
Yeah, and see, these travels, I mean, it seems like you're on a plane or traveling at all times. It must feel like that after a while. And one of your travels actually connected, one of those not-so-accidental connections with Tammy Waters of the Friendships Ministries, who was
That's
on
correct.
Her way to Nevis. Happened to be, she was sitting right next to you or your son?
On an airplane, yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You know, we had contributed to the ministry, and in the process of a conversation, my son Chris travels with me, and the conversation was struck up, and suddenly we realized we're on the same team. You know, we're she's on her way to do ministry, and we're on our way to do ministry, and consequently, because we believe in the friendships, here we are talking about it, and it was a very exciting encounter there on a Southwest Airlines airplane.
Yes.
So you just never know.
Never know. Never know. And you know what? That's one thing I do want to bring up, because there are critics out there that will say, well, he's just selling a lot of books, you know, and I'm sure you hear that. But your books have given you a platform in which to really help out in many different areas. And I mean, there's a list of people that you contribute to and make a part of your ministry. And it's just amazing. I mean, I could read them all, but it would take a while.
Our income from book sales and from any kind of honoraria or offerings that we receive goes to people, ministries like yours.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We support ministries that, in many cases, don't have many other visible means of support. We poured concrete and put hot and cold running water in Indian reservations at their churches that don't have any floors. We buy sheep shears for wool over in Rwanda because they were eating the sheep instead of shearing them and selling the wool and starving to death.
Yeah.
We try to find things that other people, where there may be a great need, but not many people meeting it. And that's where we send the money that we receive to others. So I do this, believe me, I don't do it for my health. It's because we want to try to help people who have great needs. And so it gives me, it's really exciting to see where the money goes.
Yeah.
It doesn't go to us.
It's a variety of different types of ministries as well. So we see the Champions Kids Camp.
Yeah, support kids camps and adult camps for handicapped people.
Yeah, and Louisiana, right here in Louisiana, you're with the Concerns of Police Survivors.
That's correct. We have sent cases of books to the survivors of policemen who've been killed in the line of duty. It's a variety of events and a variety of causes that we just kind of investigate them. If we feel like there's a real need there, we will try to help them any way we can.
And again, it seems like your same idea about not caring what size church it is or anything seems to be the case with where you contribute as well. It doesn't have to be a big ministry. It doesn't have to be a small ministry. You even are helping
I'm
out
on the board of Far East Broadcasting Company, which is an international ministry on the other side of the world, 160 languages we broadcast Christian programs.
Yes.
So it's a very large ministry. And then we may be contributing to a homeless shelter, which we do right here in downtown Houston where I live, because they didn't have enough food to feed the homeless this
week. The BCM
so.
at LSU here.
I'm a graduate of Louisiana State University.
Are you really?
That's correct.
Oh, a lot going on, a lot going on. And, you know, there is something else I can't help but notice. I do have to say that in speaking with your son, it seems like there is a real excitement for what God is doing through, you know, your speaking and just in the ministry itself. It seems as though this experience has transformed his life as well.
I think so. Chris was also a student at LSU and finished his degree here in Texas in marketing and journalism. So that's his background, and he was in that business for a while. But he decided that it was that what we're doing and the needs that are being met as a result of what we're doing. You know, when you're sitting at an Indian reservation in Montana, or you're sitting at an Amish meeting in Pennsylvania, or you're down in a Spanish meeting in Miami, or we'll be in Sweden in a probably speaking in a tent over there, you realize that God is doing something here on earth right now, and we need to be where that is. So we go wherever that is, and it may mean that we're driving down a dirt road and reach the end of the road, and there's a clearing, and suddenly there's a church. And so we sometimes went to church with 15,000 people on Sunday morning, and sometimes we're in the church where 100 people showed up and they're delirious because that's the most they've had in 20 years. So
it's just a question of obedience, right?
It is. It's a question of obedience. You know, that man who prayed for me on the bridge that day, his theology did not include praying for dead people, but his theology did include listening and obeying God.
Great point.
So the reason he prayed for me is because he knew that God was telling him to do it. And that's why we do what we do. We feel led to do this, not for ourselves by a long shot, but because we feel like we're in the business of changing lives for eternity, bringing hope now and also bringing hope later. And so that's why we do it.
Okay, and speaking of hope, you have a radio program called Here's Hope, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right, on Sunday mornings here in the Houston area.
Is there a way listeners can tune into that on the internet?
Sure, they can also log on to DonPiperMinistries.com. And all those programs are on file, just one right after the other. So you can listen to last Sunday's program or any of the programs before that. They're just kind of logged on there by Sunday, and absolutely, you can listen to all the radio shows right wherever you are.
And we encourage people to do that. It's really a very interesting program. I did get a chance to hear it. It's worth listening to. It really is. Again, that website is
Don Piper Ministries, one word. DonPiperMinistries.
Okay.
DonPiperMinistries.com.
The plural is on ministries.
That's right. The plural is ministries. You can just do any search engine for Don Piper, and you'll find on there, or Don Piper Ministries, and you'll find the address on there. But that's what it is. There's even a newsletter on there if you can want to sign up for it. We'll let you know where we are and what we're doing and how you can help us. And we're just overwhelmed by the response.
Yeah, amen. And again, I think the book's probably available most everywhere with over 2.5 million copies sold. Is it still in bookstores?
Yeah, you can buy it in virtually any secular or Christian bookstore. If they don't have it, they could get it for you just almost immediately. Any of the three books, 90 Minutes in Heaven, Daily Devotions, or Heaven is Real, and they're also available in audio book and just about any translation you can imagine, from Swedish to Czechoslovakian. So we pretty well covered the farm. As I said, we're stunned by the response, but we're not sitting around thinking about it. We're trying to get out and win people to Jesus.
Now, with all this activity, it usually requires a team of people that work together quite well. Are you in need of help in any way?
Well, you know, we can always use prayer warriors. There's the prayer that undergirds the ministry is incredibly important to us. So we'd like to hear from you about your praying. If you want to support the ministry financially, there's a way to do that there on Don Piper Ministries. And if possible, somebody wants to kind of go to work for us in a general area of where we may be going, it could be very helpful as we're coming into that area to do a revival or something like that. Otherwise, you know, just contact us at Don Piper Ministries and we'll see what we can do about putting you to work. It is an overwhelming job just to get done nowadays. We usually keep our head above the water, but if you can help us, we can use the help.
Okay. And where are you located at? Where's your main office at?
Actually, I'm in Houston. The place where the office is actually a suburb of Houston called Pasadena, Texas.
Okay. Well, Don.
So we're here, and the address one is also there on the website if you want to just do us a snail mail, you know, just a regular piece of mail.
Okay. And we are getting a little short on time. We always like to leave listeners with a scripture of the day, and I think it would be very fitting if you picked the scripture. There's something that has meant something to you, has meant a lot to you over the years.
Yeah.
Do you have one for us?
Yeah, actually, it's that first part of John chapter 14 that I referenced earlier. Jesus had, you know, he was near the end of his earthly life, his earthly ministry, his earthly walk, and he was overwhelmed by the prospect that he was about to leave them because he loved these guys that he'd been traveling with for 3.5 years, and they loved him, and they'd seen him do amazing things, but he knew that it was near the end, and they were kind of upset. They were frightened that things were not going very well there in Jerusalem, and he noticed that, he sensed that, and he said to them in John chapter 14, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I do, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you will be also. And you know how to get there, and you know where I'm going." Thomas said, "No, we don't know where you're going. We don't know how to get there." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes into the Father except through me." That's what we live for and by here in this ministry, introducing people to the way to heaven. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
And if we want to go to heaven, and heaven is real, Jesus is the way.
I want to include the one that you opened the book with, too, in Hebrews 13:6. I want to throw that in there also. This is why we can say with confidence,
yes,
"The Lord is my helper, so I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" Awesome.
Yeah, and immortal did something to me. You know,
yeah.
He wasn't trying to kill me that day, but he did. He made a mistake, an accident in his driving. So yes, that is true. That's a great reference there in Hebrews. What can mere mortals do to me?
Amen.
Because God is with me, and with God, all things are possible.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. And Tammy did want to be here, but she's a little overwhelmed with some work as well. But she wanted to make sure we said hello.
Well, give her my best and my best to everybody there at Friendships. I believe in your ministry, and I'll be praying for you in the coming days.
Well, thank you very much. It's, you know, we'd like to try and do things together. That's
be great.
Isn't that the best way?
Be great. Yes, I'd be glad to do that.
Thank you so much for your support and your prayers. And we will remember
Take
you
care.
In your prayers and encourage other people to do the same. Please check out the website at donpiperministries.com.
You bet. If I don't see you here, I'll see you there.
Okay, Don. Well, thank you all for joining us here on Radio Friendships. We'd like to invite you back next time, where we love to speak about the great and mighty God and the many ways throughout the world to serve Him. Have a great day, and God bless. Join us now for 60 Seconds with Sondra Tipton of Friendships Unlimited.
The Word tells us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is our spiritual act of worship. Jesus laid down his life for his friends and even for his enemies. If God calls us to lay down our lives for people we don't know and may never see, who may not be gracious or even grateful for our service, it's our greatest privilege to do so. Regardless of what we have planned for our own lives, the Master is offering us an opportunity to fulfill the reason he formed us in the womb. He's giving us a chance to utilize the gifts he's given us and live a life full of meaning. Yes, there are giants, but we can take the promised land. Don't miss this opportunity. Is God calling you to a higher purpose?
For more information, go to www.friendships.org.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sondra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-4444. 5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.